time for I Love This Town. Today, I've got a story. You may already have heard this story or read this story because it's making the rounds. I want to thank the people who made sure that I saw it. It was originated by people at Adventist Health Ukiah Valley after one of their vaccination clinics. Mr. Wax. Have you heard Mr. Wax's story? Mr. Wax scheduled an appointment for one of the vaccination clinics, and he'd heard, as many of us have, horror stories about how you wind up standing in line for hours in the rain. And, well, he was a little worried that that was going to happen to him when he saw that there were a lot of others already scheduled in the same time slot. As happens with the Adventist clinics, you show up and there are lots of people there at the same time. He sent an email being very frustrated about the whole thing to the Adventist team, said, "There are 59 other people in my time slot. This will be a mess. I guarantee this will be a snafu. We'll be waiting for hours, just like what happened a few days ago at another vaccine event organized by somebody else. I am not looking forward to this. I bet you $10,000 they won't get us through in 30 minutes. If you've been to one of the Mendocino County vaccination clinics, you already know how this story turns out. Well, at least part of the end of the story, of course. They reassured him and let him know, you know, we've done this before. Our team will get you through, start to finish, 30 minutes. And they did. Of course they did. On the day of the clinic, right after Mr. Wax got his shot, he introduced himself and gave him a check for a $10,000 donation to the hospital. He said, "You came through for me. You got me out of there in 28 minutes, including the 15-minute observation period. So I wanted to stay true to my word and give you this because you all deserve it." Mr. Wax, it turns out, is a veteran. And when Adventist folk posted this story, they included with it thanks to Mr. Wax for his service and that they were glad to have been able to be of service to him this time around. But isn't that just a great story? I love this town. Thank you again to the people who made sure that I saw this story. I love stories about some of the better sides, and there are many of them, to living in a small community. Thank you, Mr. Wax. Thank you, Adventist. And thank you all for stories for I Love This Town. You get me one, and I share it on the air here on a Thursday, I'm going to post it as podcast material for you. You can upload it. You can stream the audio if you'd like on our website on the I Love This Town page at kozt.com.